The strings are the largest section of a symphony orchestra, and communicating among them to create a unified sound involves the conductor, the concertmaster, and another pivotal player. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis talks with the Philadelphia Orchestra's Juliet Kang about her position as first associate concertmaster and the lore of her instrument.
Juliet Kang went to Curtis when she was 10, then to Juilliard. After playing 2 years in the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra and then 2 years at the Boston Symphony, she came to Philadelphia.
I came back and I was with my colleagues that had been my schoolmates at Curtis, actually, so it was very much like coming home.
As first associate concertmaster, she sits next to concertmaster David Kim and helps communicate with the players in rehearsal.
Both in the musical language and in just plain old yelling out into the orchestra stuff that David has wanted to change in the terms of the bowings or the conductor's interpretation. Or, for example, when we'll have a bowing change that will affect not only the first violins, but the seconds and the violas and the cellos. In the, 18 seconds that we have to discuss it, I'll just kind of make little hand motions and eye contact to get everybody's attention that a change has come, this kind of thing.
Kang, who's been playing since she was 4 years old, is drawn to the way a violin can tell a story.
Well, I think violin is at heart a singing, romantic instrument. And for me, those lush kind of solos from Ein Heldenleben, which is a fantastic Strauss piece. The sound of a violin kind of as a single character walking down a staircase or having some fantastic adventure.
When the concertmaster is away, Kang leads the strings and plays any solos if necessary.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.